Along with individual experts, Surgeon Masters brings you life improvement strategies in 10 minutes. These proven principles and strategies are easy to learn and can be applied immediately, allowing you to practice your best. Here's your host, Jeff Smith.
Welcome back to the Surgeon Masters mini podcast. I have on this episode Dr. Sharon Grossman, a psychologist, success coach, and the author of an international best-selling book, The 7E Solution to Burnout, Transforming High Achievers from Exhausted to Extraordinary. Dr. Grossman has been working with physicians over the past two decades and coached them in issues ranging from anxiety, overwhelm, and burnout. Welcome, Dr. Grossman.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me, Jeff.
So tell us a little bit about what you've learned from working with high-achieving physicians and surgeons.
Well, it's interesting. There's a lot of things that I've learned, and everybody's obviously different. But one of the things that you see a lot, because people in this profession tend to be definitely high achievers, is the tendency to, A, push yourself really hard. So people get burned out, not just because, you know, the system in healthcare is a certain way, but also because they have so many internal demands to be perfect and to please other people and to, you know, they're givers. So they're always kind of focused on doing and giving and providing. And so in that process, they sometimes forget to take care of themselves. And so that's what can sometimes lead to burnout. And so this is such a great podcast because it's one of the ways that we get to give back to people in the field, to give them the tips on how to be different, you know, how to be able to continue to do the work that they love, but in a different way.
Absolutely. And we're trying to figure out these life improvement strategies, these ways where we are in control of our environment to a degree. And so I think we can appreciate some aspect of controlling ourselves. And that varies obviously from day to day for myself, but for the most part, I do pretty well. But how about others? Like, I don't know. That's a tougher one for me.
Yeah, I think it's a hard one for a lot of people. This falls into the category of emotional intelligence and specifically social intelligence. And they don't really teach this in school. And it's one of the areas that I try to focus on, and I have, you know, a whole section in my book actually dedicated to this because it's so important. And so what I would say is a lot of times we become affected when other people around us are in a bad mood. So if other people are irritable, you might find that you're instantly irritable as well. And so the question is, how can we be around people who are having whatever their experience is without letting that affect us? And one of the things we know is that emotions are contagious. And so it's really important to keep ourselves in check. And one of the things that I think is most helpful that I tell a lot of my clients is focusing on depersonalizing the situation. So when something happens between you and another person and you're getting upset, I would say 99% of the time, it's not about you. So if whatever that person is saying or doing, and if they're upset, if they're irritable, if they're coming at you from, you know, their situation, you might become upset as a result of that interaction because you think that they think something of you or that they shouldn't have responded to you in that way or whatever the case may be. And so just reminding yourself that it's not about you can really help you to step aside and just observe what's happening with them without taking it personally.
So it's not always about me. Okay, well, I'm working on my ego there. I thought everything was about me, but no, I get it. And that's a good point because we do, it's sort of that response. We're responding to whatever they're doing and how it relates to us.
One of the things that happens is we automatically assume that it is about us. And so I would say actually reverse that, where you say the great majority of the time, it's not about you. Just assume that it's not about you instead. And then you'll be far better off because you'll be able to then ask yourself the question, well, what is it really about then if it's not about me?
Okay, so you sound like you're asking that question. So first step, assume it's not about you. Second step, some sort of question or ask.
Yeah, that's like something that you can ask yourself in order to understand what's actually happening. Because again, like, you have to do this, like, automatically your brain goes to, oh my God, this is about me. And so then you're getting upset. But if instead you remind yourself, it's not about me, what is this really about? Then you can start to see it from the other person's perspective. And that's essentially my second tip, is to really listen to them without interruption, without being defensive, just try to understand where they're coming from. If you can do that, you'll have a much greater understanding of what it's really all about. And you take yourself out of the equation. You're just the person listening. You're on the receiving end, but it's not necessarily about you. So getting into that point of view from the other person is really helpful to say, like, oh, it's because they sound like they're really stressed out. It looks like they might have had a really long day. Or maybe they're having some troubles at home. I don't know. But obviously, I have nothing to do with it. And what often happens is, it's kind of like when you're driving and you've got a driver that comes up behind you and they're honking or they're acting really aggressively on the road. It's not really about you, because if it was another driver rather than you in front of that person, it would be the same exact behavior. You just happen to be at the wrong place at the wrong time, meaning, like, you know, this person's going to take out their aggression on anybody who's in front of them. And it's kind of the same in these one-on-one situations. So getting some perspective on it, I think, is really helpful.
So knowing that it's probably not about you, and giving the opportunity to listen without interruption and keeping it not about ourselves, those are two great steps. What's next?
You know, one of the things, and I think we can think about it from our own perspective, is that when we are irritable ourselves or when we're upset, we want the other person to acknowledge us. We want to feel heard and feel seen. And so what we can do for other people when they're feeling irritable is we can acknowledge them. We can name their emotion, and that typically helps to calm them down. And so that doesn't necessarily mean that you agree with what they're saying or their standpoint, but you can still be like an unattached observer and say, like, yeah, I can see that's making you really upset. Or I can see that when you think about it in that way, you know, because oftentimes people are making assumptions and that's why they're getting all upset. But don't try to defend yourself and say, like, I didn't do that, you know, but say, like, oh, I can see that when you think about it in that way, it can be really upsetting. Then it helps the person feel heard, and then it starts to calm them down. And so as long as you're able to do that, this is the, again, the social intelligence portion of emotional intelligence, where we're having first and foremost empathy, we're keeping ourselves in check, and then are managing relationships with other people by using these very advanced techniques and tools. So I'm hoping that as people start to put the puzzle pieces together, they're going to see that even though this is something that they don't necessarily teach you in school, this is something that can really help your relationships both at home and at work, because it's about, you know, we're all about connections with other people, and being able to manage those effectively is going to help you be tremendously successful in life.
That's fantastic. And I know that many of our listeners are going to want to read your books to get some more nuance and in detail, but for today, of just kind of the teasing them in to maybe go check out your new book or your book. It may have been out for a while. It certainly sounds like a great opportunity for us to learn more. I want you for today to summarize your key points for us today.
Yeah. So remember that if other people around you are feeling irritable, that it's not about you, chances are. So try to depersonalize it. Try to reframe it by asking yourself, well, if it's not about me, what else can it be about? And that allows you to listen to them without interruption, to not be defensive, and just try to understand the situation from their perspective. And lastly, acknowledge them. And that sometimes looks like naming their emotion for them, which sometimes helps to calm them down. And realize too that this doesn't mean that you have to agree with what they're saying. Just acknowledging them is a way of saying, like, I hear you. And that's very powerful.
Thank you, Sharon. Awesome stuff.
Thank you so much.
There you have it. In less than 10 minutes, this is Jeff Smith along with Dr. Sharon Grossman. Until the next episode of Life Improvement Strategies for the Surgeon Who Wants More. Ciao.
Now, take 10 minutes and put your plan into action to practice your best.